Lift Him Up, August 22. God's Workmen. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. If Paul, troubled on every side, perplexed, persecuted, could call his trials light afflictions, of what has the Christian of today to complain? How trifling are our trials in comparison with Paul's many afflictions! They are not worthy to be compared with the eternal weight of glory awaiting the overcomer. They are God's workmen, ordained for the perfection of character. However great the deprivation and suffering of the Christian, however dark and inscrutable may seem the way of providence, he is to rejoice in the Lord, knowing that all is working for his good. How many there are who grieve the Spirit of God by continual repining! This is because they have lost sight of Christ. If we behold him who bore our sorrows and died as our sacrifice, that we might have an exceeding weight of glory, we shall regard our heaviest sorrows and trials as light afflictions. Think of the Savior upon the cross, bruised, smitten, mocked, yet uncomplaining and unresisting, suffering without a murmur. This is the Lord of heaven, whose throne is from everlasting. All this suffering and shame he endured for the joy that was set before him, the joy of bringing to men the gift of eternal life. When the attention is fastened on the cross of Christ, the whole being is ennobled. The knowledge of the Savior's love subdues the soul and lifts the mind above the things of time and sense. Let us learn to estimate all temporal things in the light that shines from the cross. Let us strive to fathom the depths of humiliation to which our Savior descended in order to make man the possessor of eternal riches. As we study the plan of redemption, the heart will feel the throb of the Savior's love, and will be ravished by the charms of his character. It is the love of Christ that makes our heaven. But when we seek to tell of this love, language fails us. We think of his life on earth, of his sacrifice for us. We think of his work in heaven as our advocate, of the mansions he is preparing for those who love him. And we can but exclaim, "Oh, the heights and depths of the love of Christ!" As we linger beneath the cross, we gain a faint conception of the love of God, and we say, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." But in our contemplation of Christ, we are only lingering round the edge of a love that is measureless. His love is like a vast ocean without bottom or shore. In all true disciples, this love, like sacred fire, burns on the altar of the heart. It was on the earth that the love of God was revealed through Jesus. It is on the earth that his children are to let this love shine out through blameless lives. Thus, sinners will be led to the cross, to behold the Lamb of God.